All right, we're still talking about this idea of preferring the other person's problems or interests rather than your own. And it's really what humility is. Let's go to Psalm 84. Amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Amiable means here it's hard to translate it exactly, but it means that within the houses of worship, that's where you find true friends. That's how amiable. I don't know how they translated that. But anyway. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of my Lord. The presence of my Lord is a really better translation. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca maketh it a well, the rain also filleth the pools.
We studied that last night.
Huh?
We read that last night in Bible study.
The valleys of Baca?
Valley of Baca. Yeah. Doesn't that word Baca mean tears?
Well, it means Saul. The idea that the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them, in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Blessed, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand elsewhere. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Now, a doorkeeper wasn't, it's like the lowest possible place you could be in Israel's economy. And it's not even the door to the temple. It's a door to a grocery store or something. So, and he just opened the door for people. So he would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord or in the mystery of God than to dwell in the palaces of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and sheep and shield. The Lord will give us grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Now, in each and every case, let's go to Psalm 23. I want to talk about something. This is the psalm that's read at all funerals. But it's really not about funerals. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's a biggie. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, waters of peace. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But the path is singular in Hebrew. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That means the chastisement that comes upon us from God, or the whatever it is, whatever you're going through. That has no possibility of being considered a comfort to your mind is the real comfort of God, because it's never faith. Faith isn't precious from God's standpoint. It's the trial of faith that's precious. So the trial of faith takes on weird forms. Because those two, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Those two scriptures sum up our walk. Because I promise you, your mind will always tell you that you need something. And it will also always tell you that you should escape. Or it's really what happens is, if you're going through a trial, your mind will tell you it's your fault. Anybody understand that? Lisa?
Yeah.
But it's each one of those issues are the trial of faith. The trial of faith is more precious than gold. Thy rod and thy staff, which are instruments of correction or testing, they comfort me. This makes absolutely no sense to your mind. And the valley of the shadow of death isn't your death after the flesh, it's your death and seeing you're dead while you're still in time and space. It's not about a prayer to say at a funeral. It's about your understanding the prayer right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm not sure that's possible. But anyway, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For some reason, if I'm going through anything that's like pain or all kinds of crap since I've been a believer, that I always return to that psalm. This is what it means to bear his reproach outside the camp. That's the only place where you will find the renewal of your mind, that you would have the mind of Christ. Because everything else has got a plan. We try to have a plan or have a solution for whatever the need is comes up. The point is we don't have a plan. We should walk away from the need and create that vacuum. If you can empty and not have an opinion, not have a stake, you create a vacuum within you. And that's where the power of God is revealed. But we don't do that these days. We've got to plan. We've got to do things. We've got to get our act together. We've got to blah, 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 blah. And then your mind is there always accusing you. But in this thing about the mind of Christ and it's being empty, your mind will never accept that. But that emptiness is what releases the power of God. I don't feel like talking anymore. Anybody have any response? Not to me not talking anymore, but to anything that was said. Would you rather be a doorkeeper? All right, take a big guy.